Today on Senior Voices, Diane Alexander talks about expanding her family through adoption. She shared her story with Dayton Metro Library volunteer interviewer Cynthia Wallace King.
My children and I adopted a little girl. She was 17 months old. I always wanted three children I wanted to adopt. And I thought when my husband and I got a divorce, because we divorced, my children were very young, that it wouldn't happen. But I guess God wanted me to have her, because at our church, I used to see this older couple come in with a little girl. They were a white couple, and she's African American. They didn't know what to do with her hair, so her hair was always looking crazy. And I didn't really know them, so I just had decided, I said, the next time I see them in church with her, I'm just going to go up and ask them, can I come do the baby's hair? So I did. I introduced myself, and I said, would you mind if I came and do the baby's hair? Because her hair is not going to grow properly the way you're letting her wear it. And they were so happy, you know, that I offered to do that. So in going over, I would go twice a week and go do her hair. Me and my children just fell in love with her, and she got used to us. So I didn't feel I could adopt her because, you know, I was struggling a little bit with my two, but I just happened to mention to the foster mother. I said, boy, I wish I could adopt her. I said, you know, I would. And she went and told her caseworker, and they called me. And they said, we hear you want to adopt Janika. And I said, wait a minute, where did you hear that? Well, Henrietta told us. I said, well, I told her I wish I could. I said, but, you know, I'm a single mom, and, you know, I don't know if I could handle, you know, another expense like that. So they said, well, you know, if that's the only problem, we can help you with that. I qualified, and they let me adopt her, and they gave me assistance with her because she turned out to be a fetal alcohol syndrome baby. So she had problems, you know, and she had a lot of occupational therapy and speech therapy and all of that during the time I had her. So they assisted me with all of that. So up until she was 18.
So now where are you and her today?
She's in the military in Fort Wayne, Indiana right now. She's 26 years old. She has a little boy. So I have a grandson that's 5 by her. My oldest daughter, I have a grandson by her too, and he just turned 1 in September.
That was Diane Alexander speaking with Cynthia Wallace King at the Wesley Community Center as part of the Senior Voices Project. This interview was edited by Community Voices producer Dave Barber. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible through the generous support of the Del Mar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.